Good morning. It's just about 7:33, and we are joined in the studio this morning by Pam Randles, also known as My Mom. It's time for the Bird Migration Report, also known as the Bird Nerd Report. Good morning, Bird Nerd.
Speak for yourself.
I'm not a bird nerd. I have other nerdities.
So is who's
nerdity
new in town?
A word?
Nerdity is a word now, because use it three times and it's yours. Nerdity, nerdity, nerdity. It's mine.
Okay. It spring is coming, believe it or not, folks.
Have
really
faith.
And truly. Yeah. Because some of the ones that are back from their winter south, in along with a lot of Haines residents, are the kingfishers are back, the Ooh. Sapsuckers are back, the varied thrushes are back, and the what used to be called winter wrens, now Pacific wrens, are back.
So winter wrens and Pacific wrens are the same thing?
Well, no, they're not the same thing. What happened is the identification of stuff changes kind of all the time, and part of that is because now that we have DNA capabilities, we can intrude into the lives of all of these creatures. And we discover that what we saw that were the same actually aren't. And then other times what we think is different actually aren't.
Uh-huh.
So
I love the idea of us intruding into their lives. We're watching you.
Well, the big one on that is we found out that eagles cheat.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like we did talk about that last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame, yeah. Shame. Eagles cheat.
Okay. At any rate, so other signs of spring are the hooters, also known as blue grouse, now known as sooty grouse because they're a separate species from the lower 48 one.
Okay.
They're starting to hoot, and that's a sign that they're maintaining their territory and trying to attract females. Mm-hmm. The other one is the common mergansers are courting. So, you know, these are all signs of spring.
Love is in the air.
That's right.
I saw some ravens, definitely. Well, male ravens, like, doing their little dancey strut thing with the little eyebrow feathers up, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right. You know, it's definitely
romance
spring.
Is in the air.
Right. And we've been getting waves of robins. And shall I say,
I haven't seen a robin yet. I feel like I'm being cheated.
Well, hang out at the post office because there were waves of them behind the post office, apparently.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We've also had, as number of people have commented, invasions of red poles. And interestingly, the flocks that we have around here are mixed flocks of hoary red poles and common red poles.
Okay.
The hoary red poles tend to be a little bit paler. And this is another one where DNA is messing us up. Because apparently the hoary red poles tend to live farther north where there's more snow and it helps to be pale.
Uh-huh.
According to DNA evidence, it is very unclear whether they're different than the commons. And here in Haines, it's all one great big happy invasion.
Right.
You know.
And so when people are seeing those huge flocks going around right now,
it's a mix.
That's the mix of the two different kinds of red poles.
Yeah.
That might just be one kind of red pole.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Same thing happens with juncos.
Okay.
In some places, they talk about slate-backed and Oregons. Mm-hmm. And here we have mixed flocks.
Okay.
At any rate, the eruptions, not eruptions, eruptions.
The birds are erupting.
Yeah. The invasions are triggered by food shortages.
Oh.
And so when they... Well, first of all, red poles prefer to live in the taiga areas, meaning mixed tundra and a few trees.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want forest because there's too many trees, and they tend to be ground foragers.
Uh-huh.
And so they like the tundra, and they eat themselves out of house and home. And then some years are better for seeds than other years. And as it turns out, this year wasn't real good for the tundra seeds, but was awesome for our spruce seeds here in town. Some of you may have noticed the cones this year are mm-hmm. humongous.
And everywhere.
And everywhere, yeah. So the red poles headed south to take advantage of that, yeah. And that this kind of thing happens all the time, and it cycles right up the food chain. So as the seeds are abundant, The red poles are abundant, and their predators, the little hawks and stuff, are also abundant. Ah. Same thing happens with goshawks and lynx and rabbits and willow. We have big rabbit ears, right?
Right.
And big rabbit ears are because the willows are nice and sweet. And then when the rabbits overbrowse, the willows put out a toxin and make the rabbits sick, which make the lynx and the goshawks sick. And so everybody crashes. And there's these cycles. The red pole cycles are 2 to 4 years.
Okay, and so the predators to look out for, since we're seeing all these red poles, are we talking like the merlins and the kestrels and sharpshinned?
Okay. Yeah, the bird-eating ones.
Okay.
Now, another thing that's kind of interesting about red poles, they can tolerate cold better than any songbird. And part of it is because in the wintertime, they practically double their weight in feathers.
Nice.
And then what they do, and I've had people ask me about this, they're so messy. Yes, they do. They throw all the food on the ground, and then they go down, and they have a special little pouch in their throat called an esophageal diverticulum. Try saying that quickly.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
That's the lay term.
Yeah. It's a seed sack. And so what they do is they throw them on the floor, on the ground, and then they go down and they stuff this seed sack full of seeds. And then they go find a sheltered place, preferably sheltered from the wind and cold. And they fluff out these extra feathers. And then at their leisure, they eat one seed at a time. You know, and so, yes, they are messy, but they are eating those seeds. They just throw them on
the
ground
first.
Shopping
and taking them home with them.
Right.
Right.
Right. The mixed species flocks, by the way, are another common thing, and we see that around here a lot with juncos and red poles, but we also see it with the surf scoters and some and the ducks and stuff like that. And so why would they go in these monstrous herds? Well, because it makes life more difficult for predators because it's confusing. Also, there's more eyes and ears to look for predators.
Right.
And then when they're in mixed flocks, they don't so much compete as cooperate because each species is a little bit different than the other one in the way that they go about foraging for food and whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so sometimes it's better to share with a different species than with your own species because it's not a direct competition.
This brings to mind to me when me and my friend Billy Joe were very little and we'd have eggs in the morning. And we'd cut out the yolks, and I'd eat both yolks, and she'd eat both whites.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Cooperative system.
Right. And there's a lot more cooperation in nature than we think. Mm-hmm. One of the other ones is that there can be these mixed species flocks, but they are also mixed between mammals and birds. And that's because the mammals walk through the grass and kick up the bugs.
Oh,
and then the birds get the bugs. Or the mammals get parasites, and the birds can take the parasites off the mammals instead of having to hunt them down.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of this sort of cooperative behavior.
Or like when I used to have a big fluffy dog, and they'd come take the extra fluff off of him for nests.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay, so let's keep our eyes out for more of these incoming spring things. Pretty soon, I think the Chilkat Flyway is going to start showing us large numbers of ducks and geese and gulls and eagles.
Excellent.
And whatnot, especially once the hooligan get here.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled because it's spring, folks.
Yep. And that's when the craziness starts, when all the critters show up.
Right. But it's also when the fun starts.
That's right. So if anybody wants to report a sighting, ask a question, Mom Keeps an Eye on the Haines Birders Facebook site. That's for everybody, even if you're not in Haines. Keep an eye on that. If you're wondering what that funny little noise is in your yard, chances are Mom can help you find it out.
Well, and that's how we found out that the Pacific wrens and the varied thrushes were here.
Right.
Because it's easier to hear them than see them.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right. It is 7:41, almost 7:42, and we'll go to NPR Headlines.